Hey everyone, welcome to the Six Figure Shift podcast. I'm your host, Peggy Ray James. More entrepreneurs want a business that allows them to work less and make more money. But how does that actually happen? It happens in the details and through intentional action. So in each episode, we'll be diving into business strategy, marketing, selling, and personal development to help you make the necessary shifts to create a six-figure business and beyond. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome back to the Six Figure Shift podcast. Today, we're going to talk about willingness and unwillingness, and I'm about to get on my soapbox. Listen, guys, there's a line in the sand that I need to draw, okay? And it's the line between telling you, yes, you can have whatever you want, if that's what you desire, and then there's the other part of me where I manage your expectations, okay? And it kind of looks like this. Yes, you can have that and you can do that. But what I'm hearing is that you're unwilling to make the changes that will be necessary to get there. All right. That's where the expectation management comes into play for me, because I've worked with women that tell me what they want and their effort doesn't match it. The amount of time that they've set aside doesn't match it. Their boundaries don't match it. Their personal growth doesn't match it. Like there's so many discrepancies. And this is when, I mean, especially if you're inside of a private container with me, you can be prepared to be called out gently on these things, because yes, you can have whatever you want. You can have consistent 10K months, 15K months, 20K months. Yes, you can get to a point where you're only working 10 hours a week. And I can tell you how to get there. But if you're unwilling to do it, it's an entirely different conversation. Here's the other thing though. Sometimes it's okay to admit to yourself, I am unwilling to do the things that I need to do in order to get what I want. I know that sounds kind of funny, but truly, it is so important that you own your choices. And when you've pinpointed what you truly want, and then you've really come to terms with what it looks like to have that thing, it can be just as powerful for you to say, you know what? I'm actually not willing to do that in order to have what I want right now. And maybe it's not forever, right? Maybe it's a right now. Maybe it's for this season. I am all for the like shoot for the stars, right? Like you literally can have it all. But I cannot stand when the dream that you have isn't followed up by action that supports the dream or the goal, right? So let's talk about some of the changes that people tend to be unwilling to make in order to get to where they want to go. Okay. One of the biggest hurdles that I see is just personal growth, right? They're unable to change the way that they think, or unable to change the way that they think. Okay. And how you fix that is, you know, you do that in a variety of different ways, but there has to be a willingness to change and then actions to follow that. So if you know that your boundaries are super weak and it's because you've got a lot of like unaddressed issues around people pleasing, blah, 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 then you need to like, okay, what do I need to do to fix that, right? What do I need to do to make these maybe unconscious patterns conscious so I can do what I need to do and operate like I want to operate and have the boundaries that are required in order to grow the business? And again, we're all growing and we're all growing at a different pace and we've all got different journeys and you're never really done growing. But it is that consistent willingness to always be better than you were the day before. Okay. Always be growing. I worked with a coach one time and one of her mottos was like, grow or die. You're either growing or you're dying. And it really is true. And it's a very black and white way to look at that. But I remember that a lot because it's like, you're either striving to be better, you're either striving to become more self-aware, you're either striving to become whatever it is that you want to become, or you're not, right? It's that simple. Own your choices. Not want to do it, or do you want to do it? So that's one of the areas, just like the personal growth. The other one, other area is just boundaries around a lot of different things in their life or their business. It can go both ways. I work with people that really need strict boundaries in their life because it's severely affecting the way that they can grow their business or reach their goal. And I work with people that have really horrible boundaries in their business and they are like a squirrel with all of their clients. They're constantly bouncing from thing to thing. There's no real systems in place, or if there is, they're constantly breaking their own systems that they put in place. Your clients are walking all over them. It's just chaos. And I can easily, and I mean that, I can easily tell you how to fix that. Okay. But if you're unwilling to do the hard things, which sometimes require hard conversations, restructuring, letting people go, raising prices, changing forms of communication, like there's, give me your situation. I can break down 10 things that you need to change. But I can't make you change them. Okay. And some people are unwilling to make those changes for whatever reason, right? Hey, the reasons to me don't really matter, right? If you're choosing to do it or not do it, own it, right? Own it. And I've worked with clients before where it's like, here's what I think you should do in order to reach that result. And I've had clients say, I'm not ready for that. Okay, good. Own it then, right? Own it then. You don't get to complain every other day that things aren't working the way that you want them to because of this thing, right? Own the crap out of it and move forward. Other areas that I've seen for sure is just you're not willing to market the way that they need to market in order to grow the business. This is probably the biggest one. They just aren't able to come out of their shell enough to really humanize themselves, to really make themselves known to their ideal client. They just can't stay consistent for whatever reason, or unwilling to stay consistent. They struggle with content. They're not getting the help that they need in order to reach that next level, or to, you know, get in front of their ideal client. Just overall, you know, I can give you a marketing strategy today that I know will bring in ideal clients. Again, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink, kind of a thing. And I've worked with the woman that's like, I cannot show up the way that I need to show up in order to get the result. You have no idea how much I love that, right? Like, okay, all right. So let's manage our expectations. Let's look at what can we do and what modified result can we look for, right? But it's like, I want a six-figure business, but you get the scraps from me, right? My marketing gets my scraps. Well, what kind of results do you think you're going to get? You know, another one that I see is just they really struggle to come out of their shell and to show up, in a humanized way, in a way that really connects with people. And a lot of that, I mean, there's so much personal work that needs to be done around that, but there's also much fear around really allowing yourself to be seen and to be vulnerable, and to kind of come out of this like very, poised way of showing up and professional. And everyone gets so hung up on showing up perfectly. And really the people that are doing the best out there is that, you know, they show up in their PJs. I'm not saying this is for everybody, but you know, there's people out there making, you know, millions of dollars a year, and their content, they film most of it in their pajamas. And so like it can be done, but people really value that realness from you. Like in a world where everything is fake and everything is filtered and everything is scripted, and everything's AI, they really value that human connection. And so many people are unwilling to give people that human connection, right? And it's what is required, depending on your goals, depending on what you're, what you're trying to sell, right? There's nuances here, but that's another big one. And another really big reason why people can't get to where they're going, right? They can't reach their desires is because they don't have enough time to do what's necessary. So I'm like, hey, here's your checklist. Here's the things that we need to work on, right? And they're looking at it and they're like, when am I going to do this? When am I going to find time to, you know, work on the structure, work on the offers, create the freebie, do the sales page, market every day? And their head just starts spinning because they're like, where am I going to fit this in? And, you know, my answer to a lot of people is like, well, we have to make the time. And that's where everyone kind of freaks out. They're like, well, I don't have any time. And I'm like, I get it, right? Like, I get it. So something's got to change, right? If what you're telling me is that you want, as an example, a consistent six-figure business every single year, and you only work 20 hours a week, but you only want to spend 2 hours in your marketing a week because you don't have time, well, I'm sorry. We're not getting to where you want to be, all right? Like, there is almost no way to do that unless you take that real slow train and you're willing to get to that point in 5 years or longer, right? And so it's like, it's crazy to me that people don't like connect the dots. But anyway, here I am going off on a little tangent. I told you this is my soapbox, right? Today, you need to make the time. So if I'm telling you, or your coach is telling you, or you discovered on your own, you need 10 hours a week to market and you can only scrape together two. Well, guess what? You got to find 8 more hours. You got to be willing to find 8 more hours and you got to be willing to do what it takes to find 8 more hours. What does that look like for some people? Letting clients go that drain the life out of them and don't pay them enough. Putting boundaries in place with your family, with your friends, with whoever, right? In the business, it looks like personal work, personal development work to maybe get past something that allows you to have more time. It might look like personal sacrifice. It might look like, you know, 4 of those 8 hours is on a Friday night until you get to your goal. But you can find the time. And I know some people are going to get really irritated at me at this, but the difference is you may be unwilling to make the changes that will give you that time. All right. That's it right there. Because when somebody's like, I don't have any time, I believe them. Like, I believe you in the here and the now that you have no time right now to fit in what I'm telling you to do. So what are we going to do? Right? Like, this is really a moment where it's like, okay, then you have no time. So are we good then with staying where we want? Are we like going to anchor into like, I'm just going to be okay with where I'm at right now because I don't have the time? Or are we going to make the time and put the thing like and make the changes that are necessary? The choice is up to you. And honestly, there's no right or wrong choice for you. Like, I don't care what you choose, but you need to own it because what is happening is there's a lot of people walking around irritated as all get out. Because they don't have a business that they don't have the business that they want. And, you know, there's been a lot of changes in the industry. Of course, there's difficulties, there's roadblocks. And if you guys have been here in the online space, I've talked about this before. There's things, right? Where it's like, man, it's easy. It's easy to blame people. It's easy to blame the industry. It's easy to blame the changes. It's easy to blame the algorithm. It's easy to blame social media. It's just easy to blame other people than to take responsibility, right? Because it might be true that like 50% of like what's happening online has contributed to you not getting to where you want, right? But there's also this other 50% where it's like you're only giving that 50% 10%, right? 30%. And what do we got to do to overcompensate for the 50% that we can't control? Got to bump it up a notch, right? We got to give it 100%. And this is where you get to be like, I'm choosing this. I'm choosing this. I'm choosing the sacrifice. I'm choosing the changes that are uncomfortable. I'm choosing to hustle when I don't want to. I'm choosing to get uncomfortable. I'm choosing discipline. I'm choosing to get support and value myself enough to invest in myself to get to where I want to be. that's when the real changes happen. And like, it's again, so easy to shift blame, but if you're not where you want to be, it's on you. And that's uncomfortable. And I say the same to myself. You know, if there's things that I've not, there's things that I don't have in my life and I feel like I should by now, I will not point the finger at other people. It's my choice, right? I was unwilling to do certain things that has led me to the result that I'm looking at. The thing about it is like, it's actually really an empowering place to be, because if you've gotten yourself there systematically, maybe unconsciously, you can, if you bring awareness to it, you can systematically and consciously bring yourself out of it. So honestly, it's such a powerful place to be. I think the most disempowering place to be would be in a scenario where you feel like it's everybody else's fault and you hold almost no power, nothing will change, right? Like I'm really of the mind, you know, in so many areas where it's like, take all the responsibility. Name what you want, take all the responsibility for not getting it, and then change it. Again, easier said than done. And I'm not perfect, you guys, right? I struggle with these things too, you know, in different ways. But I can tell you the one thing that I was, that I had going for me at the beginning of my business and that got me here today, and that was willingness. And it was willingness to do just about anything to get here. And not all those choices were healthy, but that willingness got me here. And it was that like, yep, I'll do that too. Ooh, that hurts. Okay, I'm going to do that too. And sometimes I did the things through fear and tears and all sorts of stuff. But that willingness drove me, right? That willingness drove me. So this is a moment for you to just do some reflection, reflection on where you are and where you want to be, and thinking about your willingness or unwillingness. And again, I'm here to remind you that neither are inherently wrong, right? It can be just as powerful to say, I'm unwilling to do that thing because I value something else more. That's fine, right? It can be just as powerful. And it's just as powerful to say, I am willing to make the uncomfortable changes that I need to make in order to get what I want. And then anchoring into that. So are you willing or are you unwilling? The choice is up to you. And again, no right or wrong, but I challenge you to put your stake in the ground one way or another and own it. Okay. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Six Figure Shift podcast. Make sure to follow me on Instagram for more business and marketing advice, and jump into the Six Figure Shift Facebook community to join trainings, special events, and networking opportunities. If something on the show resonated with you today, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM or share your biggest takeaway by sharing it to your IG stories, and don't forget to tag me. And if you have a minute, I'd appreciate it if you would rate, review, and subscribe, as this really helps out the show. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode.